All right, so first of all, we're reading double parsha this week, Bahar and Bechukosai. In Bechukosai, we have all of the curses, the Toichacha. If we don't do the mitzvos, if we don't follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and there's going to be tremendous suffering and terrible things are going to happen. If we do listen to Hashem, of course, there'll be tremendous bracha. But the vast majority of it is focused on the negatives. And it's a takana midarabanan, seems like a takana Ezra, that this should always be read before Shavuos. This parsha, Chukosai, should always be read before Shavuos. So we have like a double kiyum, this Torah reading. Okay, we have one kiyum of just stam, the Torah reading that we do every week. And we also have another kiyum of this special takana that we should read this parsha, read Parsha Bechukosai, every year before Shavuos. Now, you guys are you're all thinking in your heads, wait a second, but this is actually not before Shavuos because we have next week. Next week is Parsha Bamidbar, and only after that is Shavuos. So it's not actually before Shavuos. It's before Shavuos, but it's not directly before Shavuos. So the Gemara already says that. The Gemara says that we read the Tochacha before Shavuos, but we want to have a break in between the Tochacha and the actual Chag, and we have Parsha Bamidbar in the middle. Why do we want to have a break? It would be too scary. It'd be too scary otherwise. Why? What's going on? What is this whole idea? What's the idea of reading the Tochacha before Shavuos, and it's going to be too scary? What's too scary? What's the problem? So the pshat is, Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we don't usually think of Shavuos as a Rosh Hashanah. We don't usually think about it in terms of those terms. But Shavuos is also a type of judgment day. It's a Yom HaDin. It's a Yom HaDin. I shouldn't say Rosh Hashanah. It's a Yom HaDin. It's a day that we're going to be judged. What? I don't remember. I don't remember it myself. No, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that there are four Rosh Hashanahs and there are four Yom HaDin. And they're not the same. Some of them are the same, some of them are not. So I don't remember 100% if it's also called Rosh Hashanah, but it's definitely called Yom HaDin. And because it's Yom HaDin, so that's why we want to read the Tochacha before it. We read the Tochacha. The Tochacha is meant to inspire us to do tshuva. It's meant for us to think about our ways and try to rectify them. And to recognize the consequences if we don't. Okay, that's it's a Yom HaDin, right? We're getting judged, meaning that we're going to have some judgment, and typically judgment is followed by punishment if, you know, we're not up to scratch. And so therefore, this is what's going on here before Shavuos. That's why we're reading the Tochacha. But on the other hand, we don't want it to be overwhelming. And therefore, Chazal say, therefore we put in Bamidbar before we get to the Yom HaDin. Okay, what is this all about? What is the Yom HaDin about? So for us, what's relevant to us mostly is Shavuos is a Yom HaDin when it comes to our Limud Torah. When it comes to our Limud Torah. Now, for us sitting here, that is the most important thing for us. Okay? Obviously, Gashmius is very important, and we need Parnasa, and we need clothing, and we need food, and I'm not diminishing that by any means. But all of that is a tool. All of that is just a means to an end. Right, it's the means to the end of Torah. We want to have a life, like we talked about in pre-shir. We want to, the life for us is a life of ruchnius. Life for us is a life of Torah and mitzvos. And our Torah learning, our success in Torah learning, is in judgment. It's in judgment, and we have to think about that. It's a very scary thing for us, for those of us that care about our learning. Why? Because we all know what it's like when we don't have that good chavrusa. We all know what it's like when we don't find the shear that fits for us, right? We're most of us here are gonna be in a different situation next year than we are now. We're not gonna be in the same yeshiva even. Well, maybe all of us. Yeah, maybe all of us, right? I don't know. Okay, yeah, sides for me, okay, sides for me. But I'm saying we're gonna be in a different place, different yeshiva, different shear, different chavrusas, everything's different. Night Seder, everything's different. And this is mamish the time that we're going to be judged on how that's going to go. How is that going to be? Are we going to find the Rechav Ruzah? Are we going to find the Shia that's going to be good for us? Are we going to be in the Shiva that's good for us? Are we gonna be able to learn Stark? Are we gonna have other things that are worrying us and we're not gonna be able to learn as well as we'd like to? Are we gonna be distraction free? Are we gonna have distractions? What's our learning gonna be like? Are we gonna enjoy it? All of these things are issues that l'chora are being judged right now on Shavuos. And it's a Yom HaDin. It's a Yom HaDin. And in order to prepare properly for that Yom HaDin, we read the Tochacha before it. And of course, it's very telling that the very, very beginning of that Tochacha is, of course, all about Talmud Torah. That's what Rashi brings down. The very first pasuk, Im b'chukoy saitei lechem. Rashi says, what does it mean, Im b'chukoy saitei lechem? What do you mean? What is it talking about? What is that referring to? So maybe you'll tell me it means doing the mitzvos, right? But it says after that, bet mitzvos saitish moru. So what's im b'chukoy saitei lechem? What does it mean? Or if that means mitzvos, then what does it mean? What does it mean mitzvos saitish moru? What is this? What's going on? So Rashi says, the first one, that's referring to mitzvos, but the second, that means havu amin le b'torah. That means work hard in Torah. It's the very first pasuk of the Tochacha. Again, it's not really the Tochacha at that point. That part is talking about when you do it. When you do it, then there's going to be bracha. But the flip side, just a couple of pasukim later, when it talks about when it's going to be not so good for us, right? So it says, "Mim lo tishmeuli." If you're not going to listen to me, but lo tasu ikom tzoseile, nezmi v'chukos etim asu. So what is all that talking about? What does that mean? So Rashi says again, if we don't listen to Hashem, meaning if we're not amel b'torah, if we're not going to be amel b'torah, then that will lead to the entire tochacha, the entire terrible tragedy that's going to happen to Israel. That happens when we're not amel b'torah. It's a lot on our plate. That's a lot. That's a big weight, right? But that's what the Torah is telling us. The Torah is telling us that without Amen the Torah, it's just a very downhill slope. And guys, like practically speaking, in terms of just like what we see here in experience of 20 plus years, I myself have 20 plus years, but like the staff and of course Rabina, many more than that. We see it time and time again. Those people that worked hard in Torah, those guys that worked hard in Torah, and continue to work hard in Torah when they leave, they're the ones that are shomer mitzvahs afterwards. They're the ones that have bracha. And the ones that don't are not going to be as successful. Amelis b'Torah is so important. It's so important. It shows what's important to you. It shows how hard you're willing to try for something. It shows how much that thing means to you. What does it mean to you? How important is it? If you're willing to stay up all night to watch a Super Bowl, I'm sure nobody here did that, but I'm just saying, what are we willing to do for XYZ, for XYZ, whatever those things are, Super Bowl, a Ranger playoff game, hasn't happened since my time, okay, but a Knicks playoff game, what are we willing to do? Well, how much mesiris nefesh do we have for these things, right? We stay up late, we do this, we do that, we pay money, and how much, when it comes to Talmud Torah, where does it fall short? Where how much mysterious numbers do we have for that? It just shows you what is important to you. And if you show what's important to you in the midst of Torah, so then obviously Torah and mitzvah is important to you. So you're going to keep on doing those Torah and mitzvahs. Obviously, nothing is a guarantee. Nothing is a guarantee. But this is definitely a primal step. What the Torah is telling us right here is a fundamental idea. In terms of a person's ruchnius, we spoke about this morning how important Amelat Torah is in ruchnius. Just in order for a person to be a ruchani person and not a physical person, how much Amelat Torah is important. But here we're saying it's also just the gateway for everything. It's the gateway for keeping Torah mitzvahs. It's the gateway for getting Hashem's bracha. That's Amelat Torah. Amelat Torah. That's the very first thing. We're going to be judged on Shavuos. For us, this is the most important judgment of the year, and or at least. Hopefully it's the most important judgment for the year because that's what's most important to us. And Bezrat Hashem, we'll be zochet to actually have true amelus for Torah and to learn Stark and to have mysterious nefesh for Torah. And we'll be zochet to a good judgment on Shavuos in 2 weeks. Bezrat Hashem.